Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 7, All Desire Mastership. Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 7, All Desire Mastership. There are only masters. Yet all desire mastership and may come to realize that they are already masters. The greatest searching done by any is to find their mastership. This search seems to take those who call themselves on the path to the sundry teachers who appear to have found a modicum of peace and accomplishment of spiritual insight. This can be compared to a man asking a raindrop how man can become a raindrop, completely foreign to his nature. For each man who enters a search for self must completely retrace his steps in his own consciousness to find the lost chord of his countenance, which awaits at the center of his being, ready to ring out the phrases of his real self once more, loudly and clearly, only awaiting the inward turning. The master is one who has only the journey before himself of revealing himself to himself. The master does not care. He does not desire mastership. He is a master, and he knows it. The master maintains his awareness of his mastership through his continual thought being upon that which he truly is and always will be. All who aspire for mastership may follow this pattern, should they truly desire mastership above all else. How is the master continually aware of his mastership? To be continually aware of one's mastership requires that one knows what mastership means. Mastership means that we have only one goal for ourselves. The goal may be worldly, that is, the search after outer things. The outer things include all of the evidences of a good life, abundance, health, joy, harmony, peace, perfection, life everlasting, and all the other desirable virtues one might desire. It could also include contrary desires, which the world esteems undesirable, but some have set their entire lives by that quest. This type of mastership is entirely within reason for mankind to pursue. For though the world seems judgmental, this is far from its perspective of itself. Only man is judge and jury for himself, and only man determines what is his highest and best for his experiences. This kind of mastership toward these type of goals leads students of life into a pattern of limitation, which ultimately leads only toward further physical goal-seeking. The master who has gained mastership over all is one who has set his sights on the inward journey, who has recognized that only in this inward path can he achieve the wholeness of his being. For as the raindrop reveals only its own pathway, so all masters reveal their own pathways. So each who aspires to complete mastership must make his own inward journey and there find that he is already a master of himself and of his world. Once this is done, every outward symbol of beingness love, joy, peace, abundance, health, eternal life, or any other aspect of the existence of this experience of life, is manifest to him instantly. Each master on this journey follows a different practice, but all make the journey alone. Each one takes time to become one with themselves. Each impresses upon his consciousness who he really is. This impressing upon self of who one really is mental, physical, and the spiritual act. One of the interesting experiences man encounters in his trip to himself is that he is in the physical world to become the master of himself in the physical world. Many feel to truly be a master, he must overcome the physical world. More the master melds himself into the reality of the self, and then his appearance in his physical world becomes more harmonious with the cosmic forces of the universe upon which he builds the framework of his total mastership in beingness, which includes the physical and mental universe in which he finds himself. A master seeks to become one with all rather than to conquer anything. This unity with all places him in harmony with the allness of the universe, on all three planes. Only then he is in complete oneness with that which he sees, that which he touches, that which he smells, that which he hears, that which he tastes, that which appears real to him. Knowing his relationship to all, he can take command of his relationship and be master of it and direct its activities to his total use. Total mastership is being at peace with oneself. It is a sense of relaxed awareness, which makes one sensitive to all that is going on in the universe and totally in charge of any of these and all of these activities. This sense of control is one of love and of harmony. This sense of control is one of fun. Always, it is a feeling within the master of judgmentalless respect for another who is on the path toward becoming. Steps to the master have been given from the beginning of time by sages and prophets and gurus and teachers, leaders, and those who have appeared to achieve great inner peace. As remarkable as these things may be, or have been, each only speaks from their own journey. Each has yet to take another into this his secret place and allow another to see what he has seen of the joy of the inner sanctuary. Each must and may only go alone to his inner sanctuary and there find the key to being a master over all by first being a master over self. This inner mastery is a joyous experience. Each who has made this excursion into the inner consciousness would delight heartily to take his companion, his brother, his fellow man, into this place of infinite joy. Some have called it the state of bliss. But each time a great master or a great teacher tells his followers about this remarkable experience, the followers make the mistake of worshiping the teacher rather than following the teachings. Each in following the teachings the teacher has given, the student must take the trip to the coveted goal of beingness. For the teacher has said, go within oneself, and there is a treasure beyond measure. Yet the walk is one the seeker must trod completely by himself. These sound like words of direction to those on the path. Truly, they are only words of love being shared to all who aspire to their spiritual oneness with the cosmic allness. All desire mastership. This is the purpose for which we exist on this plane of beingness. We are here to take the inward journey to self. Having found self, we reach higher realms of awareness and beingness. Many have wondered about the selfishness of the masters they know of. For these masters seem heedless of the cares of others, the apparent tribulations of the world about them, of the great need and suffering in the lives of others. But should a master be aware of these lesser qualities of human experiences, he would lose his mastership, for he would have re-entered the world of appearances. To be a master, one must transcend the appearance world and live entirely in the world of reality, the world of eternality, the world of total perfection. To live in this exquisite world demands a total abstraction from the appearance world and total absorption into the world of reality domain. A master is in the reality domain constantly. All who desire to be masters find their entrance into this reality domain for themselves and live it continually.